So now Rashi says, Nitru Milatame Oid Mishun has no Tumas Novela. Yatrapi Shasurum Bachidu Nasosa Bachidu Kraminu Vadehim Makasha, with the boss of a Sodder Trefa, that this limb that's hanging, it's also teat. But a Midel Novela Tiro becomes Torah Mitumas Novela. The Enshkita at the nipple. When you made a Shkita, we don't consider like it fell off before the Shkita. And therefore, it's Hukshur, it has no Tumor on it. So Nishkata, the Mishnah says, Nishkata Beima, Hukshur Budamel. So the Pshat, it has no Tumas Novela. But our core point was an Eichel, and the Shchita, the Dam, or the Shchita was master of the Kabbal Tumah. That he made the Shchita, and the Dam of the Shchita comes out on the Behemoth, it's master even this Eivor, the Kabbal Tumah. So for the Hechshir part, that's still a cold attached to the Behemoth. Vivu Rabbi Meir, either was Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon Eimer, Lei Hechshir, no, it doesn't help you. The Dam of the Behemoth, is not Hechshir, it doesn't help you, the Kabbal Tumah. Lei Hechshir. But since it's already hanging, it's not called part of the behemoth, so the shechita of the dam will not be machshirut. Meisa behemoth, let's say behemoth dies, so habosa tzorech hechsher. Rashi says, meisa behemoth bosa mitz nedaldlo, tzorech hechsher kabotumim in hasheretz. And when hechsher mitz nedaldlo, the tumas nevein leinbukt, the yomim behemoth makasha, the meisa is a nipple. Again also, if you had this limb, or the piece of meat that was hanging off the behemoth, so when the behemoth dies, we say mises oisa nipple. Means when it dies, we consider as if it came off before it was dead. So it's not called a part of a novella. But since it's not a novella, it has no tumor. It doesn't have any tumor on it. Rashi says like a porish mechayim. It's like came off a mechayim. Or bosa porish menachay tor. And meat that comes off from a live behemoth is tor. So if we're here, when the animal dies, so then this piece of meat now is a regular piece of meat. And therefore, Tzorech Hechsher, you have to have water come upon the first before it comes to the Kabbal Tumah. It's Tzorech Hechsher. Ha'ever mitamah mishum ever minachai. This is only the piece of meat. What about if an ever, a whole limb, was hanging? And then when the animal dies, so we consider as if it came off when it was still alive. It's like oisa nipple, it came off when it was still alive, but it has its own tumah. Ever minachai has tumah on it. So if the whole limb came off, that's tumah. That's called the Eivah Metamah Mishum Eivah Menachai. But the Eivah Metamah Mishum Eivah Nevela. But a din of a Nevela doesn't have. Because when the animal dies, it's ice and nipple. It means that we consider as if it fell off before it died. Therefore, it wouldn't have any tumas Nevela. The Nevela Metamah is more chomer. And we're talking about what's the difference between the tumah of a Nevela and the tumah of a tumah Eivah Menachai. We're talking about this. Yeah. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon Matai, Rabbi Shimon says no, Rabbi Shimon holds its tall, and we'll see exactly why. What is no tumas, Eva Menachai over here. Yeah. Yes, that's the law of the Mishnah about an Eva and about a Bosom of the Dolan. A limb of the animal, we're talking about the animal's alive, and a limb or a piece of meat of it was hanging off it. So what halacha do these pieces have? Yeah. So the Gemara says, Tumas Eichlin, so the Rish the Mishnah said again that this Eivor Abosom Adodlum Abahemor Metamah Metumas Eichlin. Even though they're still attached to the animal is still alive, and this limb or the piece of meat is still attached, but still, since it's hanging, it's Medudu, says so, it has its shame Eichel on it, and it'll have a read Mekabu Tumas Eichlin. So Mora says, Tumas Eichlin in, Tumas Nevenolei. But the mice is not called dead yet. It doesn't have any tumas nevela. Rashi is lay heavy conclusion. It's not still like it's detached completely. So tami or aver kisha aver mincha. Call partner like let the aver have tum like any other aver mincha. That we don't say. Yeah. So why? Because it's still called attached a little bit. So again, the idea is tumas oichlen in tumas nevela lay. Hechidam. What are we talking about over here? E demale na rucho. If this piece of limb or the piece of meat could still become healthy again and grow back again and be part of the animal already, if so, then I feel Tumas Eichlin Namilulatami. It shouldn't even have Tumas Eichlin. If it become healthy and grow back again to be part of it, so it shouldn't be anything then. Yeah, it could be like put back, so it should be called a behemoth. It shouldn't be called an Eichel. LMIV, DA, Mal, Maruchel, if it's cut off so much already that it can't become healthy, it can't grow back again anymore. Is so Tumas Nevela Namin Latamu. Should he even have Tumas Nevela then? Tumas Nevela Namin Latamu should hear. So Moshe Zoelam, the Torah says, Yein Mal Meruch, no, Lemais, it's cut off enough this limb and this piece of meat that it won't grow back again. it won't come back to be healthy again. Since so, the question is then, why doesn't it have tumas nevela? If it has tumas oichlem, why can't it have tumas nevela? See, the answer is vishani tumas nevela. The Rachmon Om, the Torah says ki yipol means not she yipol. Mamash has to fall off. He has to be dead completely. Rashi she says, keep him in the blossom. Ainly korin nevela as she yipol the gamri till it falls completely. The gabi shrotzim tziv the yevim and achai did too. Nami metama and yevim and achai. A person of Kiyipa has to fall off completely. Then fall off completely, you don't have it. Tani Nami Yochi, we learn like this also. Tani Nami Yochi. Ha'ever v'ha'bosa ha'madudolam. We have a limb, or the piece of meat, that's hanging, the behema. U'ma'orim v'chut ha'sara. It's only hanging, it's only attached, it's mamash a little thread that's all still attached with. So, mamash v'chut ha'sara, like a thread, so like a hair. That's how thin it is, we're still attached to the body. Yoch, I would have thought to say, so you tamma tumas nevela. It's come out like off already, can't become healthy anymore. Maybe it's called like it's off completely, you should have tumas nevela also. On this note, Talmud Lom, the Pesach says, yipol ach yipol, has to fall off completely. Even though it doesn't have tumas nevela, but tumas oichlem metamay, but tumas oichlem has an oichl, it's called already, and therefore if it has heksha with a shevet, it will become tummy. The Nistigmore says, Mesanul Rebbe Chiyah Barashi, the fruit of Chiyah Barashi, Tiyam Rebbe Chiyah Barashi, Yom HaShmulim U'Shmuel, Teinim, Shetzomku B'Yaveyim. We have these teinim, we have these figs, Shetzomku, like they're dried up, B'Yaveyim, they're still in the twig, they're still attached, but on the tree, it like dried up. Rashi says, Shiyof Shubilim, it's dried up on the tree. So metamatumas echlin. Right now it's metamatumas echlin, even though it's attached to the tree. But since it's dried up already, it has a shem echel on it. The atolish men b'shabbos chayav chatis. But if somebody would pull off this fig on Shabbos, it'll be chayav chatis. Rashi says, im la yavshu uktseim, if the ukas, if the stem didn't dry up. Alma, what do we see? Afagav bin yishabbos mechubam is called attached. But in the tumas echlin, it's not called attached. You see, tumas echlin, you'll still be attached to a bal chai, and it's still called an echel. Yeah. Shmuel says, let me bring your proof. Let me messiah, I'll bring your proof to Shmuel. Let me messiah, lay. It says like this. Yerokos shetzom ko b'yaveim. The same thing. The vegetables that dried up b'yaveim where it's growing, kagoin, hakruv, or cabbage, if you had las, a pumpkin, and the tam of tumas echlin. Have no tumas echlin. Cut it some. Let's say you cut them off the yosh, then they dried up. The tamas tumas oichlin. Cut the more cut the sun, you cut them off the yosh and they dried up. Like a daitach. Like how could you think like that? The ram is dried up already. So it's biyamu. Like yes, you cut it off and it's dried up. It's ramish eight. It's not edible anymore. So why should it be matamas tumas oichlin? The yom rabbis says like this. The al menas liyavshem. Tell me now, you cut it off. Al menas to let it dry off. Dry up. But right now, when you cut it off when it was wet. When it was like fresh. Amunat liyavshem. Yeah. So even the chiddush, even though it's not ayin lemaichol, it's not ayin mitit. Bone it to come into an eight, like a glass. That they make chelim out of it, let it dry up a pumpkin. Make a kli out of it, still coals them on it, it's wet like, it could be makabel tuma. That's the chiddush over here. That's what he's saying, the amunat liyavshem. Now, time though, what's the reason over here? The kruv with lasso. Only a vegetable, a cabbage and a pumpkin. Kivan diyavshon, since they're dry, lav bnei achilinu, nobody eats them anymore. So that's why, even though they're attached to the tree, we say it's not called an eichel, because nobody eats them, they're dried up like a tree, if they're too dry, you don't eat them. Mashma the hosha peris, other type of peris, mitani, that even though they're still attached to the tree, that since lemaisa, even though it's dry, but it's edible. Since it's edible a little bit, it's still called a tree, and it would be mekabel tuma, even though it's attached to the tree. That's a raya to Shmuel. But even though it's still attached, it would have a tumas oichlin. Heichidem, what's the case talking about? E diyovshin hein v'yuktsayin, if it dried up with its stem, pshita, that's not mekabel tuma. What's the boy we're talking about now? They said the chiddush here by the crew of this cabbage and this pumpkin, that's not makabel tuma. If it dried up so much, so then what's the chiddush? Rashi says, even the garbage Shabbos is called lushin hain. So pshita is makabel tuma, the tumeya. What do you have to read it for? Yeah. El lav below its stem, just the fruit dried up, but not with its stem. Because El lav below its stem, or mishum diuk the day it's suchle misnayu. The Yaakov put linyan Shabbos in mechuboron hein, linyan tumat lushenein, kiddush Shmuel, behind the Masana, that's the proof. Shmuel says no. Atel liyolim could be no hein v'yuktsayim, could be no both dried up, them with the stem. And the kiddush is then, the kots, and I'm not liyav, shenitzav, it could be the same for the kiddush over here. Rashi liyolim hein v'yuktsayim, that it dried up its stem also. Ah, you had a question then, what's the kamashbo in the chur pshit even for Shabbos? You thought, oh, so kiddush was the safer. That you cut them off when they dry, when they're wet, but are manas to let them dry out. So you have no doubt to eat them at all, that's the chiddush to them a kabbalism. Toshma, come and bring the proof, don't know locha. It says, Elon Shenifshach. An Elon, Rashi says, Nitlash that was uprooted. Bimenu Anaf. You pulled off a branch off a tree. And on that branch, there are fruits. So Uvoi Peres, there are fruits on the branch. It's a rare inconclusion. All the Peres are called that cut off ready. You can pull them off now on Shabbos. Yavshu, what's the name of the branch dried up, or the pavis on the tree dried up, and it's still mechubah, still attached? The lochah is already mechubahim, they're still called attached. So if I'll be off, take it off on Shabbos. So now, my love doesn't mean to say, my tlushin, lechol devrayim, af mechubah, lechol devrayim. Chorot's mashma, just like tlushin means completely, so mechubah also means lechol devrayim. So the mashma, even the lochah's tumah, it's also called attached. You see, it won't be mechabah tumah. Meet either, who said who, meet either, are talking the same thing. Hokadis, each one by itself. When it says it's Tlushim, that's completely. When it says it's Mechubarim, it's only Mechubi, Filchus Shabbos. But Filchus Tumah and Echnami, it could be Filchus Tumah, it will be Mechabu Tumah Seichlin. Since it's dried up, it's not called an Eichel anymore. Now it says the Mishnah Mishnah Tebehema. If you made a Shkita on the Behema, so Shalom is the Huchshu B'demeho. So is the blood of the Shkita Machshu this Eivra that was hanging off or not? So what's the machlokes b'mayim kamiflagi? Or maraba b'behema nasas yad liyevah kamiflagi? Could the behema itself be like a yad to the aver? Masa v'ein behema nasas yad liyevah? No, the behema can't be a yad to the aver. So the dam shchita was machshu the behema, but not the aver, and the behema can't help for the aver for the limb. Well, masa v'yes behema nasas yad liyevah. So all behema could be like a yad, could be like a handle to the aver. So once you have a hechsher on the behemoth, that hechsher on the behemoth would help for the yad also. Yeah? Alright, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. Abai Rabbi says, could be, the oiches bikotan v'yen godol oily moi. That is it. The oiches bikotan v'yen godol oily moi can address the machoikis. We hold on to the smaller part, and that's not strong enough to bring up the bigger part. Is it so-called attached or not? Like over here, if you hold on this limb or the meat that's hanging, the rest of the behemoth won't come up with it. But if you grab hold of the behemoth, this limb would come with it. So myself, our oich is because we hold on to the cotton, the limb, the yang godly, the behemoth won't come up with it. However, your kamo, it's still called like it. It's still called attached. And therefore the hechshu on the behema, the shchita, the dam on the one on the behema, helps for the aver. Or ma'asav, no, ain't a kamo, since you can't pick it up together, it's not called attached. And therefore the hechshu only helps on the behema, and not on the aver. There was a viyaf, Rabbi Yochan also saw by, that's the machlokes over here. The yoch is the cut and being godly, oily, my kamo, that's the machlokes with the The Rabbi Yochan in Rome, the Amir Rameh, because Rabbi Yochan has to see us in Rameh. That me yomer is true. You say me yomer meya. Oich is the cut. We hold on to the small one. V'yen godlo li moi. Hayayu kemayu. It is called kemayu that the meya says in the Mishnah. Nishchata behema hochshu b'demeo. That the hechshu the behema helps for the adam. So you see, even though you hold on to the small one, you can't bring up the big one. It's still considered attached. But in the middle, I have a question. It says oicho shenifra samura benixas, the piece of meat, whatever it is, that got cut in here. It's only attached to a small piece. The meyreimer, it depends. The meyreimer is the cut and the only may have a kamo. If you hold on to the small piece, they'll bring up the big piece that is called attached. The yamrav ain't a kamo, so it's a stilo. And on this, the yamrav yachin, the chlepas ashita. So again, you see clearly, that's what the yachin learns. The yachin learns So here that's the machlokes over here. The machlokes, the mishnah between the meyo is if you hold on to the small one and the big one does not come up and it's still called attached, or maybe no, it's not called attached. Again, the last shalom was what that the Mishnah says when you shecht this behema that has the aver hamadudul, the aver is hanging. That's the machlokes Ramei says it's hukshe kabatuma, and Rabbi Shimon says no, it's not hukshe. So the last gemara was that Rabbi Yochanan said the machlokes was if you hold the small one and it doesn't pick up the big one, is it called attached or not? That's the machlokes. It's more broader proof for this. I'll bring you proof. That's the machlokes. You see, Rabbi Yochanan himself was the one that asked the steering Rabbi Meir. The last more was he asked the question: is it true that a miyam Rabbi Meir eiches bekotnim v'engadol olimoy hareil kamayu? That Rabbi Meir says now Mishnah yes, even though if you pick up this aver madudol, it would not pick up the big behema. Still, it's called attached, and therefore the hechsher on the big behema helps for this aver. Is that true? Or a minimum, I have a question. It says oichol shenifras. Food that was cut in half like umuru benixas, it's attached a little bit, the strings there are still like attaching them. Yeah, if you have from here's a shal of truma, if you have from food that was divided here, and it's still attached a part of it,